said it best. This is Art Star Speed Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. It's all too much.
Is it too much?
It's too much internet.
Too much interweb. Not working right. So too much.
Too much poop in my toilet.
Too much poop?
Yeah, I had a friend come on and do a duty bomb.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it was an assault.
I am face boy.
I am face girl.
With us in the studio, we're as pleased as penis to have Velocity Child.
Hey. Pleased as penis.
See, the reason I asked you about the Kentucky Derby is because about a quarter after five, I texted myself my prediction for the winner, win, show, and place.
Yeah.
And since that has a timestamp on it, you know, you can't be messing around. And I want to know if I was right. And I want to be able to gloat on air.
Well, all we need is an internet that works and we can get that answer. Or we could find a caller. That could happen.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah.
No one ever fucking calls into this show.
But if you're feeling brave today, it's 718-928-9732.
And I'll probably be able to know how to answer it.
Oh, yeah. Well, totally. It will go seamless. Everything's going to work out great. We're going to get those answers. The internet's going to work. People are going to call. The phones will be ringing off the hook.
Off the hook.
Yeah.
Off the hook.
We'll even get a live audience in the hallway. Not just people peeing. RadioPerfectLyn.org. We've got an iPhone and an Android app. Check it out.
So after the show last week, about 12:30 a.m., I hear my mother screaming. She took another fall.
Oh.
She's going to be okay. This woman is 85 years old. When an 85-year-old falls, it's a serious thing.
Yeah,
no, it's real.
When I fall, it's like 11:30 p.m.
On a good day, yeah, if you waited that long.
She didn't need to go to the hospital. She's going to be fine. And when she finally got out of the house and went to a doctor, we went to an outdoor cafe for some lunch. She hadn't been out of the house in a while. She takes a deep breath and goes, fumes.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. Like, been inside that long that fumes are a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the world we live in.
Yeah,
that's the reality of the world we live in.
Yeah, it is.
The urban jungle.
Yeah. Like all the beautiful skyline, it's just pollution.
So sometimes my siblings give me shit because I'll go to the liquor store for her because, you know, she drinks too much.
Sometimes.
And, you know, I've told them that I'm just saving her a delivery fee because she will have it delivered if I don't get it for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so earlier this week, she was not able to make it from her bed to the kitchen to get herself wine. So in that case, I didn't bring her any wine. If she's physically unable to get it for herself, I don't think I should get it for her because that means she's degraded to a point where... So guess what?
What?
That walker was moving.
Really?
Wow. Wow. Motivation.
Wow.
Yes.
So you're curing her.
Yes. I heard that. Tooch, tooch, tooch.
Now give me my wine.
Yes.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. Wow.
So, Velocity, I want to get right into this because I don't want to forget for a sec. Mm. You have started an Etsy store. Please tell us about it.
Oh, yes. I've started. I'm starting an overall conjure business. It involves things from readings to house cleansings as well. When you want to cleanse the negativity, spirits, whatnot from the house. The Etsy project store is conjure candles and spell soaps, some occasional curios, and around next week I'm going to be introducing special bath salts as well.
To get high?
No.
No. Really? To get high on spirits.
To get high? To manifest with.
To get high.
To get high on manifesting.
This could manifest getting high.
So some of the soaps I've noticed are have a vagina shape.
Oh, well, okay, yeah. What I do is I make one or two for every batch that I conjure in the cauldron. And they're, I consider them yoni body bars. And they're in the sacred feminine shape.
They're beautiful.
And harnessing that feminine force for whatever spell you're working with that soap on your body is also part of the motivation for doing that as well.
And tell me a little bit about some of the different spells, candles, spells that are available right now.
Oh, the candles. Well, there's some that are made from scratch, like totally cooked in the cauldron with the herbs and the oils and the intent. And then there's some that are called 7-day candles. However, I will start be making those from scratch myself very soon. I really like the way that the herbs and the oils and all the magic ingredients hold in the wax. Right now I'm dressing them the way like you would find at enchantments, for example. If you go get a spell candle there, they take a standard paraffin candle, they do a carving, and then they charge it, and then they dress it with oils and powders and wishes.
Skirts.
What?
Skirts?
Skirts? No.
Glitter
no,
skirts.
No, not dressing it like that.
I know. I'm
thinking like, dressing a salad.
And these
oregano.
Are some of these you have.
They're different variety of deities.
But you're also able to get them custom, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we have the custom kind as well.
And just today,
I write my own incantations, and they're printed on the actual glass votive vessel for the candle itself.
Are you drawing on the glass?
Huh?
How does the? Because I've been looking at the glass. Are you drawing on the glass, or are you getting glass that has images on it?
No. I design them, print the images on, then they go onto the glass. It's clear printing.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I was curious how you were doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you go into the Botanicas and you see some of the 7-day candles that already have the image.
Mm-hmm. Like a sticker.
Yeah, like the Virgin Mary or something on there. It's it's same exact kind, except different design.
That's cool, because I'd never seen like designs like that. And I was curious how you were getting them, or like if you were getting the glass, or if you were making the designs, or painting on it in some way.
Yeah.
But apparently you're printing on it. That's really cool.
Yeah, digitally making them.
Really pretty.
Thank you.
Now, just so our listeners don't think, well, this is just some woman who decided to go into the candle business.
No.
Tell us a little bit about your background in this type of stuff. How long you've been doing it? I know you've been reading tarot for at least 20 years.
Oh, yeah. Professionally for 20 years, but personally 30 years at least. I pretty much got started in my teens. I wasn't raised with any religion. And I was always having a very intense spiritual experiences growing up as a child. Didn't have a happy home life and was an only child with no witnesses, unfortunately. Mm. So I had spirit guides protecting me. And so no one could tell me that there wasn't more out there, in spite of them not believing or being skeptical and raising me with no faith at all. I always had an inner knowing, like I can't explain it. I was able to communicate. And as I got older, I started to realize there was a name for it. It's called witchcraft. Mm-hmm. So ever since then, I've been embracing and learning my faith. Yeah.
So Velocity Child has been practicing witchcraft since before she knew what it was. So that's fucking experience. Where do people find this Etsy store?
You can just simply go to houseofhag.com. That is the name of my brand. And it's go straight to houseofhag.com and you'll be immediately
House
directed.
Is not spelled the
H-A-U-S.
Oh yes. HAUSOFHAG houseofhag.com.
I'm doing my job really well.
You are.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I mean, I've been so immersed in it. I haven't really been talking about it. So this is the first real dialogue I've had out loud about it.
We're live on air. The security guard from the building.
He did the most confusing.
He does this like X thing with his hands. I'm like, what? Am I supposed to stop?
It didn't make any sense.
Then he points to the bathroom, and I'm like, I don't know.
Oh, wow. That was so mysterious.
Yeah, like, I don't know what he was asking. It seemed like a universal symbol for something, but Nobody in here knows what the universal symbol is.
Well, I know when you go to, like, Marie Laveau's gravesite, you're supposed to put, like, three X's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Marie Laveau, okay.
Yeah, the voodoo queen of New Orleans.
I know we went past her shops, but I know we didn't. I don't think
everyone has a thing about putting three X's on.
Oh, I didn't know that.
On her grave. Yeah.
I also don't know where it is.
Well, there's two of them.
Spots like the memorial.
There's two, yeah. Or you mean sites? One's really well taken care of, and the other one's like really ancient and crumbling and falling apart.
I think you said that they had to like lie about which one it was. Did that happen? And you're like, and there's curiosity as to where the body really is, and they think it's the one in the.
I have my own theories.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that the real one's the crumbling one.
That nobody knows about, really.
Right. Because, listen, I was visiting one day, and I saw a very old, slightly drunk, but very old man having this intense, deep conversation with directly at the...
The crumbling one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Tomb, directly with the tomb.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was just really convincing. It just didn't seem like your typical crazy guy talking out loud on the subway. Like what I'm used to seeing, it seemed very earnest and sincere, and he was having an emotional response to whatever she was saying back to him.
Imagine that. Like, imagine like they somehow are generation, like they just knew each other over generations.
Who knows?
I was like, whatever reincarnation.
One of her children.
Fucking crazy people in public transportation, though. That pisses me off. Just yesterday, I had to go up to Chelsea to do something.
To someone.
Do something. Uh-huh. And I'm on the bus, and it's not like crowded, like standing room crowded, but there weren't a lot of seats. So I go to the way to the back where there are more seats. And the guy who's closest to me starts muttering to himself, I'm going to fucking faggot. I'm going to fuck you up. And I can't tell if he's talking about me.
Jesus.
And he's a big, scary guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck you up, you fucking faggot. Wow. And I'm like, how am I going to get out of this situation? You know, I'm the one that's closest to him.
It sounds
decides
like a prison
to lash
flashback.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but if you immediately move, then you're kind of making yourself more of a target. So this old guy comes up, and I had my bag on the seat next to me. There weren't a lot of seats. So I move my seat, my bag onto my lap, and the guy sits down. And he goes, your bag is in my way, which it wasn't. And he said, no, it's not. Your bag is in my way. And then I was like, oh, that's my out. I was like, you know what? I'm just moving.
Have a seat. Have a seat right here. Enjoy this seat that I was enjoying.
You can have
sir.
Both. I'll stand in the front.
Oh, my God. Do you know what happened next? Did anybody get punched?
No,
was it that guy?
No. Crazy mumbling guy got off the next stop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We'll never know.
And then I went back to where I was. And this guy, your bag is in my way. He starts falling asleep.
No.
And on you? Yeah, not on me, but he's like leaning. And so I tap him. I said, you're taking up two seats.
Nice. What did he say?
He's like, bah.
That's what he's direct like a bah. Quote. Direct quote. Bah. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
That?
Yeah, just like you know, old
like
guy waking up and
yeah.
An aging Popeye.
Can of spinach.
Yeah.
So I'm like annoyed.
Arr.
I get off the bus, guy comes up to me and he goes, I don't mean to bother you. And I make a big smile and I said, thank you.
And walks away.
And I walk away really fast.
Good.
Yes.
I want to know what his deal was.
I don't
need
to bother
so
you.
I'm so curious.
Thank
what
you.
Was yeah. say?
I'm not one to ask people
I
for money,
like
but...
I feel like it was going to be something religious.
I don't care.
Have you found Jesus?
I think it was money.
It's Jehovah. Have you found Jehovah?
I think it was money.
I told you about the time I got on the train and this guy was creeping me out, right?
The time?
Yeah.
That
so,
one
like,
time?
He was,
the one time.
He was following me, I thought. And then, like, I got on one car and then I'm like, okay, good. I don't see him. Then I see him walk in. And I'm like, oh, shit, there he is. So then I'm like, he starts getting more agitated. Thank you. And like, I could tell that he's getting increasingly agitated and he's saying things like that, only it wasn't like, fuck you, fag. It was just like other crazy things. So he was escalating. And then I'm like, you know what? I need to get off. Like, so I waited for the train to open. And then just as the doors were closing, I picked up all my stuff and jumped off and then jumped back on. Or you know what I mean? Like, I timed it in such a way. Yeah. I timed it so that I would jump off and back on. He jumped off when I jumped off, which is already late to jump off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw him on the platform at Graham or Grand, whichever one of the G spots. Whoa, not even on purpose. Take a drink. Just like punching air and saying fuck as though he had like misplaced, lost, or not followed through on a task. It was weird.
He lost his chance to fuck with you.
Yeah, I think he was probably up to something bad. He was wearing, you know, bad guy. Got bad vibe. Very bad vibe.
You're the one that got away.
Oh, romance. Yeah, I
know. And then 2 weeks ago, I'm walking down the street. I see this guy. He's got hair on his head, otherwise shaven here.
Some gay.
But he's got a fucking...
Neck beard. This was in
the
show notes.
And it wasn't well kept or anything. It was just this... And obviously he didn't just miss a spot. Just right across his fucking neck, there's this nasty fucking hair. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
What?
Yeah.
Well, ape, isn't it a choice for ape?
Did he shave his face? This is like a big fucking, like a 2-inch like thing.
Like a ring.
Like 2 inches thick and then all around.
A hair ring.
It was the most disgusting thing. And I'm like, why does someone do? Otherwise, he was well put together, and a neck beard.
Do you think he's like challenging people to have sex with him?
I don't know.
Stinky dick cop.
Oh stinky god, I wish you could. Can you get that article up?
I can't.
The fuck is stinky dick cop?
It's a corrections officer who was using his position of power to coerce women to have sex, and he got busted because he had a very distinctive dick. It was very large, it was curved, and it smelled terrible, and 5 different women described it the exact same way. So they got a warrant to see his dick.
And smell
it. You have it?
They got a warrant?
Yeah. Jurors sick of hearing about prison guards' huge, stinky penis.
Oh my God.
That's his picture. And then the last line is, if it didn't stink, I'd be all over that shit. Because they named that it had a curve and everything.
You know, it was big.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Gigantic curve thing.
Did you say that in open court?
I don't know. He just did bathe?
That's what one person said.
Uncircumcised, pissy smell.
So he didn't clean it right. Clean it, yeah. Dick cheat. Smegma.
So I looked up neck beards, and I'm like...
Speaking of smegma.
Because I'd never seen anything that disgusting. Uh-huh. And neck beards are... neck beards...
For those of you at home, we're doing hand gestures as a callback to the guy in the hallway.
Yeah, all right, yes.
Former doorman, if you're listening, we miss you.
Neckbeards, when you look them up on the internet, it refers to like a guy that's living at home in his parents' basement, and he just doesn't shave enough, so there's still beard on, you know, he's got beard on his face, but also down the neck. So it's like someone... Some lazmo like that. Not just growing a neck beard.
I think ape grows a neck beard on purpose.
That's different.
Maybe it's a thing the kids are doing.
Go to like the barber and get it like a fancy design, like maybe a Charlie Brown stripe. like the chevron.
No, go steps further and get like all sorts of shading and have like a classic piece of artwork.
Oh my God.
Done into your neck beard.
Like Van Gogh.
So, so last week for the first time.
All black and white Picasso.
I put.
An Escher.
I put topics when I did promo for the show. I said possible topics include, which I never do. You know, I never say in advance what I think we're going to talk about because we usually talk about everything else but what's in my notes.
Stinky dick corrections officer.
And so I had a whole list of things, and the only thing people wrote about was the neck beard. It was the only response.
What do you mean?
People,
because it's so fucking weird.
Yeah, they're like neck beards.
Wait, on Facebook they wrote about?
Yeah.
It'd be really cool if someone shaved it in the shape of like a bow tie.
Yes. I'm going to talk to Greg. I feel like if anybody could pull it off, it's Greg.
You can get away with that.
The other one's off.
Where is it?
I don't know, man. Well, you got to go on a journey to find it.
We're going to hear some music.
Which one do you want?
You said there's a 2 minute and a 4 minute. Let's go for the 4 minute.
Okay, the 4 minute is House of the Rising Sun. It's an classic blues song.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for.
About life in a brothel in New Orleans. The brothel is called House of the Rising Sun.
And this is your vocals and...
And some of my embellished version of the lyrics.
Okay.
It's a mashup. It's a mashup of two different versions of this song and my own added stuff.
All right.
And Dave Sussman is on guitar.
House of the Rising Sun.
Plastic Child in the living room.
And Dave Sussman.
This is my living room vocals. Here we go.
Living room.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. And it's been the ruin of many a poor girl and me. Oh God, I'm one. If I listened to my mama, Lord, I'd be home today. But I was young and foolish. The devil led me astray. My baby sister, not to do what I've done. Spend your life with sin and trickery in the house of the rising sun.
I'm staying here to end his life down in the rising sun.
Awesome sauce.
Thank you.
Very well done.
Thank you very much.
That's some reason. Stuff I got to read here. You're listening to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. And join us on Thursday, May 3rd, for the next RFB Presents First Thursdays at the Well for the Stone Giant EP release show. Retro rockers Stone Giant, a recent winner of the Deli Magazine's New York City Emerging Artist Poll, will be releasing their new EP on Thursday, May 3rd. Wait a minute. Today's the 5th. Get rid of this shit.
I think it's every Thursday.
All right. Well.
Right?
Yeah, but no, this says kill date 5/3. That's when we stop reading it.
Oh.
Why do they put this stuff in front of me?
Why do you read it? What's that? Here, write this. Write kill date 5/3.
What?
Write it real big.
Kill date 5/3.
But you probably should have read the laminated one. Now it's too late to go back.
Kill date 5/3. I have to read the laminated one too. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely primarily on donations from listeners like you. So if you'd like to support our mission so we can continue to bring you quality community radio, we invite you to make a one-time donation or a monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. You can donate as little as a dollar, and every cent helps us continue to stay on the air. So please, please, please.
Give us your money.
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 I was waiting for the one that made it funny.
So it's not radiofreebrooklyn.com /pledge anymore?
Nope.
No, maybe it never was.
I've been saying that forever.
We have to.
On my show, I've been saying that forever.
I know.
I'm going to switch up my game.
We found that out when Tom was here. Oh, messed up our whole game.
Please?
We had a whole bit and everything.
Please.
Help support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. And remember that RFB is a 501c3 nonprofit, so your contribution is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law.
Give us your money.
That's radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Now, if you want to sponsor this show in particular, I have no idea where you go anymore.
Give us your money.
You can put a button on your website.
You go to Radio Free Brooklyn. Yeah, we should do that. Because then we get all of the money.
Coin, honey.
Then we get all of the money.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Give us money on my Venmo.
Put a donate button on your website.
I will talk
donate
to Dave
to
about
my
that.
Venmo. Yeah.
But if you go to radiofreebrooklyn.org, you can go to Art Star Scene Radio. There's a sponsor button.
So it's radiofreebrooklyn.org now. It's not .com.
I know.
When did it stop being?
I don't know.
I'm
you know,
so
if you
confused.
Go to .com, you'll still get there.
You will. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It just goes a long way.
Okay.
Say something. I'm giving up on you.
I feel like I've been giving the wrong info and following.
We have.
We have
for months. Probably.
Yeah.
We had a whole thing.
Whole thing.
/ass.
Since we're talking about the station, tell us about Fallen Woman.
Oh, yes. I do this thing every Friday at the stroke of midnight on Radio Free Brooklyn, and it's called Fallen Woman. She doesn't take herself too seriously. She teeters in around midnight on her high heels and hosts the intimate soiree these days with one guest at a time because it could be so much more personal and revealing. She also offers incantations and story readings as well as erotic, seductive, dark, witchy music. Yeah. Fallenwoman.com. It's where all the archive shows are.
And Catherine, you're being evicted.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I thought you were totally going to bring up Dunson.
Yeah, so did I. I was prepared for Dunson. So was I.
We weren't ready for that.
And you went took us to the Borat.
Threw a little curveball.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm potentially being evicted. Yeah, I got a 30-day notice. He didn't say anything on the thing other than because I can. So my guess is retaliation and harassment.
For what?
For not dating him.
Oh, no.
For having a guy in the house.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Did he like Did you guys ever have a thing? You
no, we never had a thing. So he came to my house to fix something after I had decided that he was probably like an evil slumlord and an abusive person to the women in his life.
Oh, Lord.
After interacting with him, I was like, I'm going to keep this at a minimum.
You got
his
number.
Yeah. I read the lease and I'm like, this guy spends a lot of time in court. You know what I mean? So I had his vibe, you know?
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, I'm interested in you. Would you ever go on a date with me? And I'm like, fuck.
Oh, that's...
You say now, no.
That's really... That's abuse of power.
Yeah, you say... Yeah, you say no now, and then he immediately makes your life a living hell.
Yeah, your landlord. Yeah. That's... No, that's not cool.
Yeah. So I said yes, and I was going to a party, an RFB-related party at, like, Robin Rachel's. This is so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that, like, I had a small window. I'm like, yes, I'm free right now until this time. So he went home, got changed, and, like, came back with his convertible.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then took me out to dinner somewhere in the Rockaways and then drove me
you
to...
You went to dinner with this guy?
Yeah.
No.
You're probably right, but I didn't know what to do.
Oh, no. Because then he has all these excuses to be a dick now.
Like what?
Well, because you didn't set the boundary right out of the gate.
Well, I didn't talk to him after that.
Well, it doesn't. It's too late. Well, that's my point. Now he feels led on, tricked. I'm not victim blaming at all. So don't go down that path. But I'm saying, man, you got to... Be firm with them boundaries,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, but during dinner, she did massage his dick through his pants.
don't go.
That was my foot.
Don't let your landlord take you on a date.
I know. I didn't know what to do.
That's just like your boss. It's the same thing.
Yeah, I would probably go on a date with my boss as well. That
might be the theme of this episode. Don't date your landlord.
Listen, yeah. It's really hard to get to evict someone without real probable cause.
Yeah.
You could totally fight this asshole.
Well, that's what my lawyer said.
Yeah, yeah. I gave her a number of
years. Well, not my lawyer, but
I told her right away to get a lawyer. I found one that did a free
consultation.
Fuck him. What a douche.
Yeah.
And not only will you probably not get evicted, you're probably going
to
get a few months' rent.
To act like that.
Yeah, because he doesn't need the money. He must be bored. That's what Greg is saying, that he's bored.
I just think he's desperate and lonely and doesn't get along with people. That's why he doesn't get laid.
Yeah. So if you're lonely. Yeah, no, he definitely is.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Oh my God, that fucking song.
I swallowed my pride.
If you can pull that up.
You're the one that I want.
Oh my God.
And it's something to hide.
So we've been doing this for like the past 3 weeks. Because I remembered that, like, I heard the song, Say Something song. And I remembered that a woman that I was going out with dumped me and then emailed me a link to the Say Something song a month later. She dumped me. You're not allowed to use the Say Something song in that way.
No.
No.
No, no. That's,
no, that the Say no. Something song is like when you're going out with someone and
they rip
you really
your
love
out.
Them and you're still together or you don't know if you're together and that person is giving you mixed signals. And
your heart's being ripped out. Yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, I sent it to a guy that I barely saw.
You also sent it to your landlord.
Well, that was a joke.
Did you send this song to your landlord, please?
No, I was going to as a joke, but
see, that girl, you play with matches, honey. You get burned. Listen to you.
No, it was funny only to me and Facebook, but I didn't really do it. I just told Facebook I did it.
Say something.
No, what the fuck?
Oh, is it going to crap out on us?
The universe is just saying, fuck you.
Spotty internet.
Stop playing with matches, Catherine. That's what the universe is trying to tell you.
I should send it to my landlord as well. I'm just thinking. And that's when it crapped out.
Yeah, that's a sign.
It's like, don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
But, I mean, he hasn't said anything, and I'm giving up on him.
You love playing with matches. It's so fun for you.
You know, one, but two, I did play with matches a lot, literally, growing up as a child.
I can see that. Like a little fire starter.
A little bit.
Over here.
A little bit, yeah. You know, with my curls.
Say Something is taking the place of a top 10 list.
It is.
Look, it's like the halfway point of the show.
Oh my God, it's become the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's where we just laugh about love.
And see the guest reaction to the song. Is it like a Rorschach?
A little bit. I think Tom was
to read me or gauge.
Yeah.
Me.
Tom had never heard the song before.
He was our guest last week.
He was pissed.
Oh, that's awesome. That's fucking hilarious. Speaking of Rorschach, I've discovered that Yoni soap I make is a bit of a Rorschach.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, people's response to it, I find, men in particular.
Do some guys go like, are you going to make a penis shaped? cock shaped?
No. The comment, like, let's put an example. Somebody threw a comment out on it recently and said something to the effect, on a photo I'd posted of it, something to the effect of, look like a squid in a hot dog bun.
What?
And I'm like, wow, well, that's their someone who knows
nothing about. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Wow. Yeah.
You have never produced an orgasm in a woman in your life.
Yeah, what this man doesn't know about women is a lot.
Squid in a hot dog bun.
And obviously, women terrify him if that is what he sees when he looks at a big, beautiful
calamari.
Yeah.
I can't date her. She's a calamari.
I see it and I see candy. I just want to put it in my mouth. I don't know. That's
Are we not going to have to say something song this
You know,
week?
The internet wants to just ruin my life. So, dear internet, say something. I'm giving up on you.
The internet doesn't want you to play with fire, my dear.
No, clearly not. But I can't help myself. Ow.
Did you know that Radio Free Brooklyn has a free iPhone and an Android app?
Wow, you said
you
that.
You no longer need to be, did I?
Free Android and an app.
Did I mention that app already?
Free iPhone and an Android app.
App.
And an Android app.
App. You no longer need to be chained to your computer to listen. Just download the Radio Free Brooklyn app. Can you just go to Radio Free Brooklyn and...
It's available on iTunes.
My assumption is that all of our listeners are chained down by choice.
Just download the Radio Free Brooklyn app from the App Store or Google Play so you can listen to independent community radio
on
wherever you go.
On the app.
You can find the iPhone app by going to radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone.
App.
And the Android app is available at radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android. So download the app today and listen to RFB wherever you are.
.nyc.
Wherever you are, we're there.
We'll be in your pocket.
We'll be in your app.
I have the app. It's great. I just press one button and I play. I don't even have to understand the internet. I just press a button.
Folks, if you are free tonight at 10 p.m., if you're in New York, you can still make it after the show. Saturday, May 5th at 10 p.m. at Cinema Village, American Courtesans. This award-winning 85-minute documentary features in-depth first-person... Because it's fucking important.
Yeah?
Yes, it is.
You brought this?
Yes, I brought this.
I want to hear more. What is it? I love Courtesans.
This is important. This award-winning 85-minute documentary features in-depth first-person accounts of sex workers, and it will be shown at the Workers Unite Film Festival. Afterwards, a panel including Kristen D'Angelo, Kate, and Tara Cochinella will present on emerging threats to the health, safety, and survival of sex workers in the aftermath of FOSTA SESTA and the shutdown of and the shutdown of Backpage and other sites that aided visibility and vetting. And here's Workers Unite Film Festival.org. You can check that out. And you can check out Sacramento Swap SWOP.com and AmericanCourtesans.com. This shit is important.
Let me see this.
Yeah.
This shit is important.
I didn't understand it at first because I saw an umbrella. I'm like, what's going on? What is this? But that makes sense. And you're talking, you're on the panel. Or you're going to it?
No.
That's what you mean by you're on it. You're like on top of it.
I'm on top of it, yes.
Got it.
Yes.
May I throw out a quick little plug?
Please.
Okay.
As long as it goes in my ass.
Then it wouldn't be little.
Well,
but it would be quick.
And speaking of ass, if you want to see my ass bare and beautiful and naked, you can see it next Saturday at 8 p.m. at the House of Yes. For the lovely show produced by Eric Schmallenberger called Blunderland.
I was going to ask about that. See, I'm on top of my shit this week.
Yeah, you are. Wow.
Blunderland. I said it the same time as you.
You literally did.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds cool.
Right?
Yeah.
Want to tell us a little bit more about it?
Oh, it's a wonderfully freaky show. Very trippy, psychedelic. Obviously, you could tell by the title. its producer is very inspired by the ways of Alice in Wonderland. The show will feature many aerialists. In this particular episode, we'll have a burlesque performer in there as well, Boo Boo Darlin, and a whole troop of hot men. Mr. Gorgeous.
Oh my God,
Ben Franklin, Jason Mellies. I'm spacing out on a name. I'm going to remember later. I'm going to be so upset. But they're all going to be there, and they're all going to be fierce and hot.
And you also got Bad Girls of the 90s Burlesque coming up.
Oh, yeah.
See how on top of shit I am this week?
That is Bonnie Dunn's Coney Island Spectacular that she'll be doing, I believe, the last Saturday of this month.
So curious what you're going to do. Can you say what you're going to do?
And where? Where and when?
Oh, it's at Coney Island, girl.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
It's at Coney Island at the Sideshow Theater. And I do believe it's at 10 p.m.
2 weeks ago, we talked about my neighbor who mumbles and then yells. And she was having a tag sale.
Yes, it was.
$25!
She died last week.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
Nope.
I don't know where to go with this.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
No, you're not telling the truth.
I'm not lying.
She had a tag sale the week before she died.
Yes.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're lying.
I'm not lying.
What the fuck's a tag sale?
That's when you have people into your apartment and you have a bunch of shit that you want to sell and you put tags on them for the prices.
Oh, it's a garage sale, basically.
In an apartment,
in a New York City setting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
No, she didn't.
I feel fucking terrible. We got like 10 minutes of material out of this.
Oh my God.
Because... She mumbles and then she yells.
Yeah, like how much is this? What?
$10!
Like she was coming out of the laundry room. I don't want to make fun of her anymore.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
She really died?
She really died.
You're not messing with me.
I'm not messing with you.
That's insane. So she had a tag sale right before.
Yeah.
Did she get rid of everything?
I don't know.
Does she live with anyone?
No.
Isn't that incredible? She's never had a tag sale, right?
No.
Do you think it was a hearing problem?
No. She really liked to yell at people.
She didn't like you, said.
She hated me. And she hates dogs. Or hated dogs.
Mm. Oh, wow. Like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Yeah.
Like most...
Well, we can't say that now, though, can we?
I don't believe that she's dead.
That she hated dogs? We can't say she hated dogs?
Yeah, we can. I don't know.
The Wicked Witch of the West hated dogs.
What's the protocol for someone who yells at everybody... doesn't like dogs.
Right?
What do you do when you're at the funeral of somebody who has nothing nice to say? Is that what you're saying? Give us her.
Let me tell you something. There was a dog in the building that was very old named Carl, a golden retriever, uh-huh. that also died last week.
Oh.
And usually when a person dies, there's a little notice on the security desk with their picture
totally
and when the services are.
Oh my God, I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, there was we one for Carl, the dog.
But none for her.
None for her.
But
no
the dog,
notice.
The dog got the notice.
Yes.
Wow. Did you cry?
The dog got the notice. Of course.
Did a lot
I love
of people
Carl.
Cry.
Carl
I love sounds Carl. Amazing.
Carl was amazing. He's the sweetest dog.
So now give the eulogy of this woman as Carl. Because dogs have nothing but nice things to say.
So Carl was like the Princess Diana, and she was like...
Yeah, but she hated all dogs. But she hated dogs.
All right, and then just give her eulogy.
What's Carl going to say?
Just give her eulogy.
It is a strange karma that would be the case.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right?
Come to think of it.
Like, she might hate dogs, but guess who won the popularity contest?
Oh, my God.
Whatever. She hated dogs. I never met her. She doesn't even exist in my mind.
She might have got bitten when she was a kid, you know.
Maybe, so did I. But then, like, this woman in England was like...
You got bit by a dog when you were a kid.
Yeah. I was wearing a very bright pink petticoat, like a powder pink. And the dog bit me, and I put my hand in my pocket, and I bled in this pink coat. And I was like, I hate dogs. And then I went to the bathroom later, and there was a bathroom attendant, and there was this British woman with a big fuzzy hat. And she's like, I hate dogs, and this happened. And then the woman is like, in England, you're not allowed to hate dogs. And I'm like, what? She's like, we don't hate dogs in England. And I'm like, what?
That's you're not insane. Allowed?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, I guess I don't hate dogs. And now I'm a vegetarian.
Well, have you ever noticed that this eye, my left eye droops a little bit, especially when I'm drunk? Never?
It's a trick question.
No.
Well, it's because I was bit by a dog.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, and no
right,
shit.
Right, not, right below
what
the
kind
eye.
Of dog?
That's scary.
I don't remember. I was very young. And the person who owned the dog was really rich. But this was before everyone was so happy. Mm-hmm. So they just took care of the medical expenses.
Oh, nice. That's good of them.
Yeah, but I could have gotten so much more.
Yeah, but...
Because I asked first, may I pet your dog? Is he friendly?
Yeah.
Then I got bit in the eye.
That's crazy.
That's lawsuit. You know, these days...
It is now. You could have had the dog picked down. These days,
but you don't remember the breed?
No, I was really young.
Oh, wow.
But that's easy $100,000.
It was nice of them to take care of things, because I'm sure it was a lot anyway. Right?
Probably. I don't know.
That's crazy, Rollo.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
I sent you a video of me singing that to you yesterday. Did you see it?
I know, I saw it.
It's so terrible. I can pull that up, though. It's just the karaoke.
So I'm going to be doing the Lower East Side Festival of the Arts again this year. I wasn't going to do it because I felt like I was gave a crap performance.
Are you hosting?
No, I'm just going to do like 5 minutes.
No, that's terrible. I gotta stop it. Okay. Make it stop.
That hurts. That hurts me.
Yeah, me too.
No.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do it this year because I felt like I gave a shit performance last year.
Was that the thing that we did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Did we do it last year or did you do it last year?
You and I did it.
Okay.
So,
they asked you back?
They ask me every year.
You should totally do that poem with the bag of sex toys and stuff.
I love
I was thinking that. I've only done that once.
I think that's you good. Should take that and embellish it and bring that to the table.
Yeah, I think so.
Literally.
Yeah. So I wasn't going to do it, but this is the same lunch that mom said, fumes. My phone rings and she goes, oh, is that Nancy? My sister. And I said, no, it's the entertainment director for the Lower East Side Festival for the Arts. And I was going to let it go to voicemail, but mom looked so impressed, you know.
Like, aww.
So I was like, so I took the call and I was like, yes, I'm available. I'll do it.
Got to do a medley for her.
I got a new poem.
Nice.
So I was thinking about this teacher when I was pretty young. That told me I should stop writing things that begin with the letter I so much.
You told me about this.
So many years, like 30 years later, maybe 40 years, who knows? Here is my response. I don't know who I am. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I look like. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I've done. I don't know who I love. I don't know who I look like. I don't know who I love. I don't know what to do. I don't know who I love. I don't know what I look like. I don't know what to do. I know that I am fading and blazing like a star, but I don't know who I am, and I don't know what to do. Take that, Teach! It's a fucking heavy piece.
Yeah, man, that makes me question the very point of existence.
Thank you. Wow.
It's real.
It's very real.
Yeah, that's some heavy shit.
It's some heavy shit. Like, who hasn't been there?
Oh,
I'm there right now.
You know?
Yeah, you just took me there.
Thank you.
I'm there every day of my life. It's the demons that fly above my bed.
I don't know if you know about this. Ketchup slices.
What? No.
Mm-mm. Oh. No, that's like that fuck? Creepy cranberry sauce in the can, the jelly.
No, no,
that comes
no.
Like and you slice it like mm-mm. The jelly roll of the the cranberry. Ugh.
No, what? Where? How? Why?
Ketchup slices?
No,
slice
what
ketchup?
The fuck?
Yep.
Is it warm? How does it get mush? I mean, is it hot? Dusty? Dry? What the
it must
fuck?
Be like powdered ketchup that's been like.
Here's my guess.
In a mold. Mm-mm.
You know, like when you've had ketchup
maybe
for a while.
Maybe it's got gelatin in it.
You know yeah, when you've had some ketchup for a while.
Yeah, it's gross as fuck. I know what you're talking about.
You know,
the dry
around,
bits.
Yeah, the dry bits.
No. Mustard does that too.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You ever making pucker face?
So if you took the dried bits.
Chunk of cum face.
A whole bunch of them.
Oh, God, yes.
And you squished exactly. them all together. Oh. And then you made it like the shape of a Velveeta.
That's a hate crime.
And you sliced it, that would be a ketchup slice.
No.
They're
no.
a thing.
You're making it up.
I'm not.
Making it up with your dead neighbor. None of this is real.
This is real.
Ketchup slices.
Why?
I understand pickle stackers for sandwiches, but ketchup slices.
Ketchup slices. What's a pickle stacker?
Is it just a bunch in like a little thing?
It's like, I think Vlasic makes them. Or maybe.
It's like a sandwich worth of pickles.
It's no. It's just the slice is really fucking big.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, one big chunk of pickle that's thin and spreads across the width of your sandwich.
I know what you're talking about.
It's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I love pickles.
So the ketchup. That's always going to be evenly distributed.
It's getting me so hungry. Evenly distributed. Ew.
That's what they're. Who cares if it's evenly? It's ketchup.
I care if it's evenly distributed, but I'm not willing to take a slice of it.
You know, the idea is just
my asshole's clenching.
Yeah. I don't want to go in, and I don't want to go out.
No entry.
And the person who invented it actually raised funds, like people gave her money.
Fuck her. This shit.
To be able to
start. And those people.
And those people.
What? Where is there a need for this? What is this?
I wish my internet thing, the internet was ringing. I'd love to Google this right now.
I don't like it.
So disturbing.
Isn't it?
What does it look like? Can you describe it?
I pretty much did. It looks like. Yeah. Like if you, they're square slices.
Oh, goosebumps. They couldn't even make it round. Fuck as that. Square.
Fuck that. Mm-hmm. They know the shape of shit that it's going on.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck square things do you put ketchup on? Nothing.
Nothing.
No,
it's always burgers, hot dogs. Okay, maybe hot dogs.
Round, but still, that's more round.
Yeah, it should be round.
Yeah.
It's not even pleasing to be that square. Round is such a better shape.
It's idiotic.
Well, I guess they figure you put a square slice of cheese.
So it looks like a blood red slice of Velveeta.
Mm. Yeah. Ugh. Yes. Yes. Well described. Yeah.
No.
It gets all caught in your neck beard.
No. Gross. Beardos. Greg has a secret beard. Did you know that?
No.
Because it's a secret beard. He has a beard sometimes that you can't see because it's the same color as his face. The secret beard.
Okay.
Peach fuzz.
Yeah.
Like I have invisible spots all over my body.
Do you?
Of course I do.
I want to see them, but it doesn't matter because I won't. Like, I just don't know where to go from here in this conversation.
And they're everywhere. That's just my arm.
What do you mean?
The invisible spots everywhere, all over my body.
Really running with this bit.
There, look.
What?
I have invisible chevron stripes in my vagina.
Oh my God.
I can't show you the mirror.
I showed you. You can't see them, but I showed you.
We have privacy wind curtains. You can.
Oh, you look at this. Yeah. Fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy new studio.
That's right. You just cut the plastic thing and you get a new, what is it, zip tie.
They're everywhere.
What, the zip ties?
The invisible spots.
Stop it. I don't know why this is making me laugh so much.
I'm a dick.
Do they become visible when you blush?
No.
Yeah, like the chevron stripes do.
No, no. And even under fluorescent light, you can't see them.
I just love how much clothing you took off for the bit. Like, for those of you at home, there was a lot of naked face boy happening. Convinced he was going to show us the invisible spots. Sure, I saw them. Can you point to one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They're everywhere.
Are they contagious?
Yeah, are they contagious?
You know, I'm sorry, I don't know. Actually, yeah. I don't know.
I guess we'll know later if we don't see them on us.
Check yourself in the mirror everywhere.
Yeah, even listeners, whole body. Just in case. It could get in through your ears.
Get yourself a slice of ketchup and check out your body.
No, it's not real. There's so many times you've been like, I'm not saying you're lying. I just choose not to believe this reality.
And if you're in the market for an apartment in Greenwich Village, one's become available.
What? What are you talking about?
In my building.
Oh, God. Did she die in the building?
I don't know.
Oh,
God. Yeah.
I mean, not that I've got a real estate brain going, but
I will always think of a golden retriever when you bring her up.
Oh,
good.
That's beautiful.
That's nice. Why, when someone has a... Okay. Her boyfriend her ex-boyfriend broke into her apartment, poured gas all over her, set her on fire. She had burns over 75% of her body, survived. She was so lucky.
Yeah, I never understand
what is that? She is so lucky that he is so lucky.
How about if that never happened? How about if that never happened? Then she'd be lucky.
Yeah.
Like, she's so lucky it wasn't worse.
Well, like, horrible things happen to people. At what point are you no longer lucky? Yeah,
what point? Where's the cutoff?
You know, what would really make her lucky is if he accidentally caught himself on fire, waking her up.
Yeah, that's lucky.
And then she can call the police, and then he burns 75% of his fucking body.
That's lucky.
That's luck.
Falls out the window, and somehow...
Yeah. And somehow he survives only to be in agonizing pain for the rest of his life.
Yeah. And then also her street gets renovated. Then she's lucky.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's lucky.
He had invisible spots all over his body.
That was lucky.
Flammable. They're flammable, folks.
But they went away. He was so lucky.
Yeah.
Sorry, that one doesn't really work.
No, because he is lucky. If that's the worst he's dealing with is the invisible spots, it's not that bad.
There was a horrible, horrible accident. He lost everyone he loves, but he's still alive.
Isn't he lucky?
So lucky.
So lucky.
Fuck.
Did you hear about the, I don't know why this made me think of the guy who, all right, you know the guy that's scared of clowns and then the girl who wanted a human sacrifice had sex with him dressed like a clown?
No.
No? This happened just recently, according to the internet, if it's true.
Somebody was scared of clowns.
Yeah, this young girl wanted a human male sacrifice, thought that males were only good for sacrifice. And she had sex with this guy who was afraid of clowns, dressed like a clown. And then she put like a pillow.
So wait. The only thing she would ever sacrifice was men, not women or animals.
Yeah.
Human males.
Yeah, human males are the only thing that are only good for sacrifice.
Right. But are other things good for sacrifice?
See, I'm not sure what she's willing to sacrifice. I know that men are only good for sacrifice.
Right. So she attempted or she succeeded?
She stabbed him, collapsed lung, but he's still alive. Isn't he lucky?
He's so lucky.
So lucky.
He's so lucky.
He's so lucky.
He's so lucky.
Wow. So lucky.
Yeah, but he's afraid of clowns already, and then this girl did that dress like a clown.
So
why
lucky.
Was she dressed like a clown?
Because she knew he was afraid of clowns, and she was looking for a sacrifice.
This
so she
is
got
more
drunk.
Than sacrifice. This is pure sadism.
Yeah, no, it's extra level.
And of course, misandry, which is the female version of misogyny.
Yeah, a little bit. Yes. A little bit. Well, the flippy flip. Because you could still be a male misandrist.
You could be a female Missandra. Misogynist too.
Yeah.
Visit faceboy.com for all the past episodes of Art Star Scene Radio and a bunch of other things that I'm doing. Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn, Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. Listen to us every single Saturday at 7 p.m. right here at Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you, Velocity Child.
Yeah,
thank
we're going to have some pizza now.
Ooh, yum, yum.
Thank you, Catherine Dunn.
Thank you,
girl.
Face Boy. Woo! Check out Satanic Bingo next Sunday and every other Sunday after that. You'll hear more of that as the balls drop.
Drop the balls.
Drop them balls. Oh, them balls gotta drop.
In my mouth.
In my mouth. Balls in your mouth.
Yes.
Balls in your mouth. Balls in your mouth. Thank you all again.